wash your face as I dream or sleep. Hoping and wondering if you think of me. Asking myself, does he exist? Does he even know who I am? Or does he even know my name? Is my mind playing games? I feel like it's a movie where I can... 各位亲爱的听众朋友，您正在收听的是可可早间课堂，跟可可学习语。上回我们学到了一个习语 Be fed up with something or somebody， 意思是厌烦了某事或某人。今天我们要学的一个新习语就在我们上期课题中的最后一个例句中。我们来回顾一下这个句子。I'm fed up with that guy who always picks on other female classmates. 我受够了那个家伙，他总是找其他女同学的麻烦。在这句话中用到一个习语 ,pick on someone, pick on someone, 它的意思是找某人的麻烦。这个片语本来的意思是指挑某人的毛病。挑刺某人 ,pick,p-i-c-k,pick, 本来就有仔细的、耐心的查找、寻思的意思，所以用来表示挑剔某人应该是比较恰当的了。但现在美国人更多的是用这个片语来指找某人的麻烦，含有 tease or bully 的意思。To pick on someone,means to behave in an unfair way to someone, for example, by blaming them or criticizing them unfairly. 我们来看看下面的这篇小短文。在看这篇小短文之前，我们先看看 mean 这个词语。M-E-A-N, mean 这个词，在下面的这个句子中，它的意思是恶毒的意思。John was big and strong, was really mean. He always liked to pick on Tom, who seemed to be seriously weak. At the beginning, he pushed him. Later, he punched him in a playful way. 这篇范文是说 ,John 长得又高又强壮，很恶毒。Tom 看起来很弱小，他总是喜欢找 Tom 的麻烦。一开始动不动就推他，后来就用拳头打他取乐。今天您跟可可学到的习语是 pick on somebody, pick on somebody, 意思是专门找某人的麻烦。我们今天的学习就到此结束了，我们下次再见。Not your face as a dream or sleep. Hoping and wondering if you